Blog Talk Radio.
The Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party radio show, and we have a couple of new websites for you. We have www.mediacrapmatters.us. That's to counteract George Soros and the communists. And then we also put up in Virginia, well, for the people of Virginia, but it's on the internet, a website where they can vote for Newt Gingrich, and I'm trying to get the Santorum up there next. And that one's called www.virginians4newt, N-E-W-T. I don't think it's fair that Newt and Santorum were kept off the ballot under some pretext that doesn't mean Bookus. Patrick Henry would never allow two Americans to be kept off the ballot under any trumped-up excuse. And it's ridiculous because the only two that are on the ballot are Romney and Ron Paul, who's going to be Romney's vice president anyway, unless Romney stiffs him. He said, "Look, you get Santorum for me, and you can be my vice president." I never said that. I never promised you. Get off your knees when you talk to me. So they kept off Santorum and Gingrich. And I got to tell you, I got an in for Fox. I have been a loyal Fox worshiper since before 9/11. And I am very disappointed in Fox. They're starting to seed the fields with leftists and wackos. Juan Williams, they took him in because he got thrown out of PBS, and he's working for PBS on Fox now. Geraldo Rivera, they took him in because he got thrown off NBC, and he's working for NBC on Fox now. They're all bad news. They're all bad news. You can't let the lefties anywhere. They're like an infection. You know, it starts out with a little red spot on your hand. Before you know it, it's covered your whole body. So anyway, I put up a website for Newt Gingrich because I want to give Virginians a chance to have a choice. And, of course, the other big issue in the land today is we're being deprived of our condoms. So you notice that the title of my show tonight is if Iran gets the bomb, will we still be able to get condoms? Oh, man, it's really terrible. Do you know that they're thinking of passing a law that they're going to have condom drills in New York? As a matter of fact, when they do the abandoned ship drills on a Staten Island ferry, everybody has to go up on deck, and they have to have their they have to show their condoms. Do you remember the Olympics that Newt Romney saved with $400 billion from the United States government? He got a grant. He got a grant to save the European Olympics because the Europeans had been bribing each other to the point that they exhausted all the bribe payers. And then they couldn't make a profit. So Newt saved the Olympics. That's his only claim to fame. He's a businessman. He saved the Olympics. Well, I saved the circus. Yes, sir, I sure did. I gave Nancy Pelosi her first job. But anyway, so Newt saved the Olympics. And there was a lot of concern because the Nigerian pole vaulting team was suspected of having AIDS. And so the Democrats wanted to make sure that if they were going to clear the fence, that they were wearing their condoms. So as the guys were running down the track, getting ready to sink the pole to clear the fence, the Democrats would jump out and put a condom on them. The girl who went from a Georgetown, a Jesuit university, Jesuits are in trouble. Twice they've been thrown out of the Catholic Church. This is their third time. And if the Pope moves to California, it'll be three strikes and you're out. But anyway, what's that girl's name that I can't remember her name. I know it was a short one like Stu or Slick. She was supposed to testify the day before, and they wouldn't allow her to testify. And the Democrats made such a stink that they brought her back for an encore on the second day. And she told everybody that the hospital coverage should be birth control devices, and that she needs $3,000 a year in birth control devices. And then somebody said it was $3,000 over 3 years. You know what? And she says she can't afford to buy the birth control devices. She's in Georgetown University on a grant. So she's got one grant already, and now she's looking for another one. She's looking for a condom grant. Give me a break. And what Rush Limbaugh said was true. Sorry. Truth hurts. If everybody's lined up outside your dorm and somebody says, "We're short three condoms," you know that what Rush Limbaugh said is true. And, of course, you know, the Catholic colleges have a problem because they've become like the atheist colleges. If you're not Catholic, you're an atheist. and they have a big problem. As a matter of fact, they're trying to go back to the boys have to sleep in the boys' room and the girls have to sleep in the girls' room. They're going to do separate dorms. And that's the way it should be. I got to tell you something. I don't think that there's two things that there's one thing that I'm definitely a segregationist. I believe that boys and girls should be separated until they reach the age of reason, which in the United States today is 29. We got a lot of problems. You want to talk about some of them? Let me give you a tune, and when I come back, we'll talk about some real problems. I played If I Give My Heart to You because, you see, back in the day, you didn't have to worry about condoms. Most guys carried one around for 5 years, and it left a ring in their wallet, and it was called the lucky condom. And they never got lucky. So let me find you a tune. And I want to find a love song. Here we go. I got a tune for you. You see, this is one of the problems why we've got a 50% divorce rate, because nobody's going to the Chapel of Dreams. Obama was at a big meeting of some sort of PAC where he says he's going to protect Israel. And if you believe that, you know what? I got two Brooklyn bridges that I'm looking to sell. It is really sad. We got all kinds of problems. And this government, the masters of diversification, yeah, they'll diversify all the real problems and they'll bury those, and then they'll let you fight with your neighbor over how many condoms you're going to have on your health care plan. It is real bad. It is real sick. 50% divorce rate. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. We just lost the war in the Middle East. Yeah. He unraveled everything, any progress that was made in the last 10 years. He's wiped it out. And you don't know it. You're being told he's on his way to victory. And he got bin Laden. Yeah, and then he lost 22 SEALs, and he never took credit for that. 22 SEALs. I just went and saw the movie, Acts of Valor. These SEALs, these SEAL teams are usually like 8 to 10 people on a mission. And this guy put 22, he packed 22 in a helicopter. And nobody knows the story of what happened. Do you know what happened? How that helicopter was sent with 22 SEALs? To go where? To do what? I went on the blogs for guys that were in the service that served with the SEALs or in the SEALs, and they all thought it stunk. They all thought it smelled. They thought there was something wrong. And they blamed it on the upper echelon. They blamed it on that. They didn't name any names, but whoever was in command. There's a general in command there now. His name is Allen. And I heard him when the Koran story broke. And he was going, "Assalamu alaikum, our Afghan friends. Give me a break, man. Give me a break." And he doesn't look too sharp. And what's funny, they had hearings in Washington, and they had a General Dempsey, who's a big guy, who's a real big guy. I think he's right under Obama. And Neil Cavuto called him Admiral Dempsey. And then I said to my wife, I says, "These guys on Fox don't know the difference between a general and an admiral." And she goes, "Isn't he an admiral? He's got a blue suit on." Oh, we're in trouble. Do you know the story about when they wanted to get the Green Berets, the regular army? Wait till you see the sissies that are defending us. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. I'm just watching a murder. A Marine murdered his Marine buddy, and she was pregnant. And it wasn't his kid, and she said it was. Really, this is really wonderful. This is what happens when you mingle the troops. Yeah, but we have to prove that we are secular. Yeah, unbelievable. So what was I saying? I forget. The Alzheimer's is clicking in. There is a weak. Oh, I know what it was. The military, the army guys, you know, a lot of them are overweight. And these reserve outfits, they're really not in shape when they go over there. They think they're going to be riding around in transportation all the time. But if they take a clobbering one day, they may have to hike the Hindu Kush, and a lot of them are not going to make it. There should be no fat people in the military. And I turned on the TV the other day, and I see they are having American Idol for the military. The troops are having contests on who can sing and who can dance. I don't think that's what we had planned when we starved our asses off at Valley Forge. I don't think this is the way it was supposed to turn out. We were supposed to be tough and strong. And you know what? We just can't count on a small group of guys to save our ass. We're all going to have to pitch in next time. And when the draft comes back, you know how it's going to come back? A truck's going to pull up in front of your house and take your kids. And they're not going to have any time. It's going to be like the French when the Germans invaded France, and they had to drag people out of nightclubs and put them in taxi cabs and send them to the front lines. And they did that in Iraq, too. Saddam Hussein was pulling people out of nightclubs and sending them to Kuwait. So we're not ready. We're not ready. We have no more NASA. NASA's gone. As a matter of fact, I think Cape Canaveral's up for sale. Obama just gave $80 billion to the Aljay people. Do you know how much gasoline we could buy with $80 billion? Just take $80 billion and divide it by $8 a gallon, because that's where it's headed. You can't believe that. Well, I'll just take the car off the road. Yeah. And they'll be charging you $80 to get on the subway. we're in trouble. We're at the mercy of the government. We are all tax slaves. And the biggest problem in the United States is the drug problem. The drug problem is the biggest problem in this country, and nobody is willing to face it. Now, one candidate has mentioned the drug problem. Nobody will talk about it. It's like you got gangrene and you don't want anybody to know. One out of five Americans is a junkie, and one junkie brings down five innocent people. Do you know when they stop people for DWI, they do not test for drugs? So take your DWI conviction rate and multiply it by five. Five seems to be the magic number. I'm going to give you, should I give you another I'm True to You, You Be True to Me tune? My blog that I went out on about the hearings on the condom hearings. The hearing was a setup. Her name is Miss Fluke, and she's a fluke. The hearing was a setup, and she was not called the first day, so the demo commos insisted she be allowed to stage a rack the following day. I just checked Georgetown and discovered the school motto, living in sin and we're all in. Founded by the Jesuits, who are about to be kicked out of the Catholic Church for the third time. This sounds like a passion play. And our Pope has a full dance card. Anyway, Miss Fluke touched the bleeding hearts of the Communist Party, but not the sacred heart of the celibate minority. She told us that she only has $3,000 a year to buy condoms in her clothing allowance. She only gets $3,000 a summer. Well, she's not charging enough. I know newspaper boys who make 10 grand a year. I hope she's not taking business law. Maybe she can get her dates to buy the condoms instead of picking out an engagement ring. She could call it, like, short engagements. Americans are getting shot in the back of the head at their desks in Afghanistan, and Miss Fluke wants the people's time to buy condoms. Everybody sing, when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come Georgetown, faculty and all. I thought St. Ignatius Loyola was a party animal before going to work for God. It gets worse. The demo commos in their stunts to break the Catholic Church have even attached a bill, a condom bill, to the transportation bill. Under no circumstances, let the conductor punch your condom. Ticket only, please. You may be required to wear it on the outside if you take the Staten Island Ferry during the abandoned ship drill. Have you noticed by now the demo commos always bring up a health problem that is almost non-existent to pull on your heartstrings while they lift your wallet? They talk about cysts and the morning after pill, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. They talk about glaucoma to sell government weed. In case you haven't noticed, the government has taken over a mob business. They're into lotto, pato, and back-alley abortions now done in the front office with don't tell daddy clauses. Miss Fluke from Georgetown University. If they were really serious about secondhand smoke, they could take marijuana in suppository form, and this would reduce roach passing by 50%. You know, it's already dispensed in hospitals in pill form called Marinol. So, and I'll tell you something else that's going to shock you. State of California pays for incarcerated prisoners to have sex change operations. How much do you think a sex change operation costs? Plus all the hormone shots. I think I've heard hormone shots go up to 1,000 a pop. Isn't that interesting? What's really interesting is when the guy who became a girl comes back into prison, what prison does he go to? So now the president who destroyed the people's economy for Wall Street donations is going after more of your tax money. He lambasted the oil companies who pay 41% of their profits to the IRS, while he sings Apple's praises who employ 750,000 Chinese tax-free. If those Chinese paychecks were given to Americans, we could hire 20 people back home with condom benefits. China doesn't need condoms as long as there's a river nearby. GE pays no taxes. Why not go after Big Porno Wood, or is that the next government-controlled business? I can see it now. Chuck Schumer does Dallas. And we all know there are more prostitutes in the House and the Senate than in Elliot Spitzer's black binder or Anthony Weiner's cell phone. I spelled it right, S-E-L-L. It's a fact that Wall Street will help Obama and Romney, but never Santorum. And guess why? He hurts condom sales. He can't spell bribe. We need crooked politicians who can do the Oscar line, the envelope please. In another matter concerning a misled public and controlled by Democamo TV, you remember when Bill Clinton was crowned the first black president? I just saw for the second time the true movie Hotel Rwanda. You have to see this movie and pray it is never the USA. 1 million Tutus were brutally murdered by their black brothers, the Hutus. Every man, priest, nun, woman, and child are hacked to death by machetes. Clinton looked the other way, just as Osama bin Laden was practicing attacking New York. The actor in the movie, Hotel Rwanda, was great, absolutely great, and he should have got an Academy Award for it. If a Republican had looked the other way, he would have got an Academy Award for it. But they covered up 90% of this savagery. It protected the Democamo Party. Now we have the same situation in Syria and Sudan. Religious people should not be taxed to fund sinful enterprises. Over the last 50 years, religious people have paid a double tax when they sent their children to public school, private school, believing it was the American way. But when public schools started teaching sinful ways and hatred of country, that tax money became demo camo lucra. What American wants to subsidize his own demise? Americans are under siege in their own country. 1,200,000 abortions are replaced every year by 1,200,000 immigrants who don't wear condoms. The borders are not closed to stop at the Mexicans. The borders are open to bring in drugs to kids who will have abortions. We have no industry left. We are no longer the arsenal of democracy. We have oil but can't drill. We have coal but we can't mine. We have fishermen who can't fish and farmers who can't farm. Yesterday, I watched representatives from California lament that farmers are having their water taken away to protect a fish that is too small for bait. Who was drying up their farmland? Representative Markey, a flag burner of record and a baby killer from Massachusetts. It gets worse. A young Democrat wanted to run for the House or Senate. I hope you people in Ohio are listening to this. I forget which one of these guys wanted to run for the Ohio office, either being a representative or a senator. And he was from Ohio, and he was an Iraq war veteran from Ohio. And he was denied the opportunity to serve his state by Chuck Schumer, who pulled his card. Check it out. Google it. So when Miss Fluke, the party animal, who's 30 years old, by the way, for the demo camo cries poverty because her grant money is not adequate to keep her from getting pregnant while partying, I say stop working for beads in New Orleans and start saying your beads in the house of God. What would Jesus do? Guess. Sidebar to the Jesuits. I hear the communists have infiltrated the Catholic Church in South America. How you doing? Remember, there are no amendments to the Ten Commandments. And what did Jesus say about a person who betrays a trust? Is it millstone time? So, hang in there. We'll give you a tune. That was pretty good, wasn't it? I liked it. Hang in there. Oh, that's 5 minutes. I don't want to give you a five-minute tune. Oh, here's one. This is going to be, I'm going to play this if Santorum wins Ohio.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
without sin. The Democamos want to bring him down. They've been trying to bring him down since he had a pill popping problem, and they want to bring him down and make it turn it into a passion play. Sandra Fluke is a fluke. Why go to a Catholic college to bring down Christ? Why not just work for the KGB? They have sexual benefits. You don't need a student loan to pump the monkey. If you think I had bad taste, you should meet the Democrats. The Cardinal of New York speaks out, and Fox calls it rhetoric. I thought rhetoric was when Obama speaks on Sundays to ruin my breakfast. We lost our country a long time ago. We can't even win a war. Where have all the men gone? Why are the women downgrading themselves? We kill 1,200,000 babies a year, getting off planes at the same rate 1,200,000 immigrants. They arrive to take their place, and the immigrants have to plan to have big families. And we have lost our country, and the government is just taking what's left before we bust out. Say no to oil, stupid. Say yes to drugs. And I told you, one out of five Americans is a junkie. 49% pay no taxes. Communism is growing fast, comrade. The communist media will get Rush Limbaugh. All conservative media will be silenced by Red October. Ask Glenn Beck, Steve Malzberg, Mike Savage, AOL, and Tomorrow's Target. So that's that blog. Let's see what other ones we can read you. Another Obama insult? Every day this guy insults Catholics? Which one should I go with? We'll try that. Every day this guy insults Catholics. And now every day he insults Catholics. Now he insults Irish Catholics. They just created a T-shirt, and it's O'Bama, and it's 2012. And it's got a four-leaf clover. He thinks it's a shamrock. So they don't even know the difference between a shamrock and a four-leaf clover. Actual Obama-Biden T-shirt. Biden should have known better, being a Pelosi Catholic. But then Pelosi does not know either. What's wrong with this insult? The above is a four-leaf clover and does not represent the Irish people. What a stupid, stupid staff. Unless you want to change our religion like you did to the Constitution. Illegal aliens from another planet are not allowed to be president. Then I have a picture of St. Patrick, and he's holding a tablet with a shamrock on it. It says, I bind to myself today the faith of the Trinity in unity. The shamrock has three leaves, the clover has four. St. Patrick used the shamrock to teach the mystery of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three in one. Why are there so many Democamos in Washington? Because St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. Did you know there are no snakes in Ireland? Of course, that's debatable. Okay, so I opened up a website for Virginians who were crowded out of the election. And I have my coat of arms up there, and my coat of arms has a sword through a heart. And it says, only a woman can pierce our heart. And then it has a sword through a pig. And say no to Rosie O'Donnell. No, the sword through the pig indicates we now keep kosher. And say no to the Bill Maher show. And underneath on our shield it says, in hoc signo vinces, which is Latin for in this sign you will conquer, and is a cross on the shield. My uncle shortened it, this saying, to in hoc always, and we dropped the O after we paid the bills. But you can see our God is everywhere. Would you like to join me in singing Danny Boy? Oh, Danny Boy, the pints are calling. And hang in there, and we'll do another tune for you. St. Paddy's Day is coming up. Should I sneak in an Irish tune? What do you think? Oh, I got an Irish tune you'll like, if I can find it here. I think I found it. Oh, I got Patriot Games. You don't want, that'll make you cry. This one's nice. Actually,
by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's pecked it queer. But a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. Puts a smile on his face, quickly touches him a sneer. When the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, he says, "Your lady be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
I'm going to give you a breakdown of the chapters in my book. And I put them in what, as best I could, in the order of their importance. And chapter one in my book is Drugs Suck. Chapter two is Terrorism. Chapter three is Flag Burners of Record. Don't let any communist ever tell you that flag burning is freedom of speech. And if you see it taking place, as an American, you have an obligation to stop it. Chapter four is Save the Kids. Lamb of God, too many abortions in this country. Chapter 5, The Catholic Church Under Fire by the Demo Camos. Chapter 6, 9/11 and the situation leading up to it. Chapter 7, Intelligence, which we have very little of. Chapter 8, Bring Back the Draft. Nobody wants to hear that chapter. Chapter 9, American Fundamentalism. It's just all pro-American humor. Chapter 10, The Oil Crisis. Chapter 11, Support the Troops. I just turned on the TV real quickly, and there's a guy whose son got a head injury in Afghanistan, and he's getting Mickey Moused around by the hospital care. And Obama is no help. And chapter 12, Say Goodbye to Hollywood. Hollywood is part of the takedown of America. They have one agenda, and that's to destroy the country and turn it into a VD clinic. And chapter 13 is Women and Why You Got a Problem Today, Girls, and Why Men Have a Problem Today. And chapter 14 is Let's Roll. Never go to war without an act of war. Anybody that says we're gonna do a Gulf of Tonkin resolution, and tell them no good. We want an act of war. We're gonna go anywhere without an act of war. We're not going. And that's the way it should be. So, I tell you, drugs is a big problem in this country. You ask any cop on a beat. And if there was no drugs in the United States, how busy would they be? You know what they'll tell you? They could all be Maytag repairmen. 95% of the crime in the United States is drug-related. Anytime you see a news headline and there's violence, there's robberies, it's all drug-related. Murders, drug-related. Everybody, robberies, everything drug related. It's all drug related. And for all of those liberals out there who are trying to hook their children, and I hear from the younger generation that they're not doing as much weed as their parents. How's that? How's that? You talk about secondhand smoke in the house and they're smoking weed. I know people that live in townhouses that can smell the guy three doors away doing weed. It comes through the walls. It stinks. It's really ridiculous. Really ridiculous. We're all trying to get high and pills, forget about it. Who would ever think you would have a date rape drug? Who would ever think that you could rape a woman and a college board would change it to date rape? How's that? You couldn't do that in my generation. You couldn't do that. Let me tell you. If Mary Ellen wasn't home by 10 o'clock, you were getting a trip up to the roof. Yeah. Unbelievable today. Women are treated like animals. Ask any mother with a child, can she leave her kid anywhere safely? She can't even be safe in the mall. There are body snatchers everywhere. And the last thing I need to see is a committee of policemen telling the police commissioner he did a wonderful job and the coroner did a wonderful job. I don't like to hear that. All I want to hear is bang, bang, we got him. I don't want to. Let me tell you something. Gitmo should have been emptied and never should have been anybody sent to Gitmo. Bang, bang, you're on the battlefield. That's it. Case closed. So let's see what this other Obama insult is. That's the same one. Okay, we did that one already. Will America go communist in November? You want to hear that one? I got pictures of the first communist convention and delegates at the first all-Russian session of workers' and soldiers' deputies photographed inside the Duma chamber in 1917. The leading Bolsheviks at the photo session. And they identify everybody by name. And then they show in a parade in the streets. And then they're showing the white Russians setting up to shoot the red Russians with machine guns. And then they give you all the names of the heroes of the revolution: Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Jacob Sverdlov, A.S. Bubnov. And it comes all the way down, and there's Barack Hussein Obama, and then Chuck Schumer, and then Carlos the Jekyll Levin, and Bernie Sanders, John Kerry, yeah, and Leaky Leahy, and George Soros. These guys I worry about, Puppet Master Soros. The ones below have been named by the communists as party members. I wonder how many have voted to burn the flag and kill American kids, just like those senators above did. Every one of those senators above voted to burn the flag and kill kids. This is the American Socialist Voter. How many members of the U.S. Congress are also members of the DSA? 70. How many of the DSA members sit on the Judiciary Committee? 11. John Conyers, Tammy Baldwin, Gerald Nadler from New York, Louis Gutierrez, Melvin Watt, Maxine Waters, Hank Johnson, Steve Cohen, Barbara Lee, Robert Wexler, he's gone now, Linda Sanchez. There are 23 Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, of which 11, almost half, are now members of the Socialist Party. And then who are these members of the 111th Congress? Co-chairs Raul Grivalia and Linwood Woolsey. Vice chairs Diane Watson, Sheila Jackson Lee, Mazie Hirono, and Dennis Kucinich, who went to Syria with Nancy Pelosi in a big, luxurious Air Force jet. And Senate members of the Socialist Party, Bernie Sanders from Vermont, where the maple syrup turns red. And then there are House members, and I could read them to you, but we'd eat up the clock. But, you know, I got to tell you, Hawaii is a disgrace. Neil Abercrombie's from Hawaii. And John Conyers, he wanted to impeach the shotgun guy. What's his name? Cheney, Dick Cheney. And who else we got here? Chaka Fata. And Bob Filner and Barney Frank is a socialist. How do you like that? Yeah, he just gave up his crown to marry the man that he loves. That'll last about a week. And he'll be fighting over jewelry. Unbelievable, this list. You know what you got to do? All you got to do is source 70 congressional Democrats, American socialists, release the names of 70 congressional Democrats. You know what they say, if you see one rat, there's a million. Is it too late to save a great nation, or will slavery return to the USA? If we fall, who will take us in? Who will get the oil we can't drill? Then I have 45 goals of the Communist Party, and that I have in my book, The Spirit of America. I put it in an additional chapter. It was put into the congressional record back in the 60s. Stalin said America's three great assets are patriotism, spirituality, and morality. So why is Obama killing all three? Who silenced Beck? Who took over AOL? Who eliminated Malzberg? Who cut Savage's airtime and sidetracks his radio internet locations? Why is Media Matters trying to silence Fox? Who is trying to silence Aaron Klein? Who eliminated Pat Buchanan? Will there only be one communist lying voice by November? Why do they hate us? And then I have 22 senators that will hurt you, and they support planned butchery. Please, let us kill children. Letter to Komen. Please continue to support abortion. The 22 senators who signed that letter are Mark Begich from Alaska, Barbara Boxer from California, Dianne Feinstein. Oh, by the way, Feinstein and Boxer have voted to partially bayonet babies in 2003. Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. He can't be trusted. He's a liar. He's a goddamn liar. He lied about being in combat in Nam, and he's one of Connecticut's finest. Daniel Akaka, combat hero, World War II, voted to burn the flag that his buddies died for. Votes to kill Hawaiian kids. Ben Cardin from Maryland, another dirtbag. Keep your eye on this guy. Barbara Mikulski from Maryland. Maryland is a disgrace. Voted to burn. But don't feel bad. New York is a disgrace, too. We've got nothing but crap up here. And the only one that beats us is Massachusetts. Anybody from Massachusetts can't be trusted, and that includes Romney. Sorry, guys. The truth hurts. John Kerry betrayed his country with Jane Fonda. It comes from the baby killer state of Ted Kennedy. Vote burn and PBA. Never trust anyone from Massachusetts. Al Franken, wherever freedom is to be destroyed, Frankenstein is there. Vicious and hardcore demo camo. Max Baucus, what happened to Montana? John Tester, what happened to Montana? Gene Shaheen from New Hampshire. New Hampshire's live free or kill kids. Is that the new slogan? Frank Lautenberg, this guy could be a vampire. Bob Menendez, on call to destroy it all. Kirsten Killebrand, I call her Kirsten Killer Kid, and she is no good, absolutely. And you know who endorsed her? I got to tell you this. I got to tell the truth. Newt Gingrich. So, I got to tell you, if you really want an honest man, it's Santorum. I like Newt Gingrich. I just bought a website so that people could vote for him in Virginia. So I like Newt Gingrich, but Newt Gingrich, when the going gets tough, he might get going. Sherrod Brown, YOYO, Ohio. I wonder if that was before he turned Catholic. Now, if he endorsed Killebrand before he turned Catholic, then I forgive him. Yeah, Sherrod Brown from Ohio, YOYO, Ohio. Handpicked by Chuck Schumer. He approves all Democamo candidates from Ohio. You can't run in Ohio without his approval as a Democrat. That's the truth. Jeff Merkley from Oregon. Oregon leaves a baby trail. Ron Wyden from Oregon voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. Patrick Leahy from Vermont voted 40 days before 9/11 to burn the flag. In 2003, he voted to scissors neck kids. Bernie Sanders voted to scissors neck kids and is a flag burner. Maria Cantwell, she can't do well at all. She's from the state of Washington that just went for Romney today. Yep. Voted 40 days before 9/11 to burn the flag and scissors neck kids in 2003. Patty Murray from the state of Washington. State of Washington's gone. My friends, we're going to be all down in Texas. 3,700 American kids are chopped to pieces every day. Every day, 3,700 immigrants come here to have lots of babies. Source, a Spirit of America party book. As some names were not in office at the time these foul traitorous deeds were committed. Rest assured, when these issues come up again, they will hurt you. So, how much time we have left? 3 minutes. I got to go out with a song. It won't take long. And I hope we enjoyed each other's company tonight. Oh, next time we do the show, I'm going to do Patton's speech. That'll really get your Irish up. I also got a salute to Hispanics, so you can't label me an anti-Latino, no way, and you can't call me a racist, no way, it just won't be allowed. I'm going to give you a beautiful girl with a beautiful voice, and girls, take a look at Sophia Loren. She loved one man, an older man. Gave him, I think, 2 boys, and she never cheated on him, as far as I know.